I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Zimbabwe, cholera outbreaks can get very serious very quickly. The dehydrating disease can kill within hours. Zimbabwe is facing its third cholera outbreak in 15 years. Over 3,000 cases have been reported and 71 deaths suspected or confirmed. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says kids are especially vulnerable. They support kids in Zimbabwe by meeting tangible needs and showing God's love.
We work with 200 vulnerable children in the schools. We have volunteers that work in the schools that watch over our kids, and we help supply food for them, try to get them into a home, especially those who are orphans or double orphans.
Your support for CWO in Zimbabwe goes a long way. Learn more at missionnews.org and pray spiritual encouragement for local CWO leaders and the kids they serve. Christian populated areas in Turkey hit by the major February earthquake are starting to feel overlooked. Bruce Allen is with FMI.
In a place like Antakya, where there was a good nucleus of Christian believers, the government response has somehow idled. You know, it started, but it's gotten pretty sluggish as of late, according to our partners. In this area, the relief work has either been delayed or the resources are less than what has been given in other areas.
Emergency aid from local Christians in Turkey is needed more than ever. FMI-supported church planners are providing food, water, and building hard-frame shelters for both Christians and Muslims and sharing the gospel. Support FMI's Quake Relief at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.